What's up, guys? It's Gray Haas, and you have no idea how much it helps us when people like Gary, Amanda A., David A.S., and someone called Big Easy Blasphemy, great handle, by the way, join the Patreon. Our goal is to try to get to 500 supporters over there, which frees us up to do more things like live shows, live streams, and bonus content. You can even do a free trial. So please, please help us reach our goal of 500 supporters. For the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can help Mega keep going. Head to patreon.com/megathepodcast or check the link in the show notes. And thanks. Hey friends, you've probably heard me mention ButcherBox on here before, but if you haven't tried it, I gotta wonder, maybe you just hate deals? ButcherBox is high-quality meat and seafood you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep. It takes the guesswork out of shopping, and it is a godsend when it comes to saving me money and time. And here's the thing. If you're going to be cooking meat or seafood, just give it a try for a month and see if you like it. It feels decadent to have a freezer stocked with your favorite ingredients, and truly, who else is offering you free protein for a year? That's manna from heaven. What even is manna, by the way? Anyway, today, ButcherBox is giving Mega listeners free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Use my link, butcherbox.com/mega, and use code MEGA to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/mega, and use the code MEGA.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas. God bless us, everyone. I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where there's a little Christmas tree and a star on top on both of our hills here. We're about to give our mega church a very Christmas feel. Per usual, I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Please welcome Mr. Gray Haas.
Angels, we have slayed on high. Hallie, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Oh, I'm feeling festive, my friend. Festive indeed.
I am feeling just at a total advantage, if you get my drift.
Hilarious. That's
advantage.
Awesome.
Yes.
I have been observing Advent as well. We got the Advent calendar at home. My kids are opening up each door every day. We're eating chocolate.
I love that. I'm not sure if I've mentioned it before, but my friend Clay Mason Van and I, we actually built this amazing Advent calendar in his garage gym that we're using.
Oh,
and every single day leading up, it's either, you know, it's got all sorts of treats and goodies in it. It's really great.
That's
power
so
bars, creatine. Yesterday, I got this Terramax, which is kind of a testosterone booster, which is great. And
did you get those too? Those rubber bands you keep pulling? What are those?
That's just a reminder that if I even think about chocolate, I give myself a little snap.
No, those big rubber bands that look like they could stretch up to the ceiling.
Oh, yeah. I'm just using these just to keep, you know, limber so that I can, you know, even in my off hours, I'm still getting a little bit more out of every single movement.
You can work out just right there in your own chair by pulling that rubber band?
Just by doing this.
Oh, wow. That does make your veins pop out on your biceps.
Isn't that awesome?
And
yeah.
Triceps.
You just get a real nice pump.
Oh, that's cool. Well,
just
wow. That's
anyway,
really
Hallie,
cool.
What's going on? How are you?
I'm honestly, I've been bitten by the ghost of Christmas present, I guess. Really in the reason for the season. I'm so in love with Jesus. I love to celebrate his birthday. I love the lights out on the street and the houses as you drive around town. I love the songs in the Michaels and in the mall and in the Hobby Lobby. I love it all. I really am feeling the spirit very strongly this season. I love it.
Me too. I'm feeling a lot of present too, Hallie. And I guess what I mean is usually I'm, you know, totally relaxed at Christmas time. Right now I'm a bit stressed because, well, in my personal life, and I did mention this the other week, as we know, my ex-lady friend, Malady, there's now an international manhunt. Or do you say that? Is that not PC or something to say manhunt if it's a lady?
Oh, it's man for everything, I think.
Good. Yeah,
we just
good.
That means women, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm always confused when someone's like, that's the chairman of the board and it's a lady. But I'm glad we're not saying chair lady. Because, I mean, chair lady sounds like someone who's trying to steal a chair. Anyway. International manhunt is going on for my lady friend Malady. She was tracked to Mexico, where she has definitely crossed the border. And the way that I found this out is because, and I think I mentioned him before just a few minutes ago, but my friend Clay Mason Bannerman, he actually has connections to foreign intelligence.
What?
Because he auditioned to be a Navy SEAL when he was in college.
Awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
Yeah, he went to college in San Diego, and they basically recruited him, and they were like, hey, you've got to come audition.
Wow.
I guess he was also too busy to do the full thing, but he got through the training and everything. And so he called some of his old buddies from his Navy SEAL days and said, hey, can you run this? Because that's what you do. You know, can you run this? That's what they say with the, you know, intelligence.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
And it turns out, Hallie, they said this is classic deep state stuff.
Wow.
Where, you know, it's probably even a psyops.
A one-eyed monster?
No, psyops, Hallie. Although Malady did lose an eye.
You have not mentioned that, no.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, I don't usually bring it up, but she was giving a talk and using a paintball gun.
Oh, no.
During the sermon. Well, it wasn't a sermon because she's
done. She shot her eye out?
Yeah. It was so sad because she was, you know, she was doing Christian ministry education, but was just coming up with new ways to get kids excited, you know, about the Bible and stuff. And so they had done a whole paintball thing, and she had a paintball gun, and, you know,
Wait, so she was doing ministry? Because I thought she just turned out to be a catfishing con job to good, upstanding, white, straight Christian men trying to get their money.
Well, this is what I'm talking about, Hallie. It was a psyops where, you know, who knows who she was working for, but it's just like what, you know, that one Russian lady did where she joined up on all the clubs and everything. And then it ended up, she, you know, was possibly, you know, trying to break up Eric Trump's marriage or something. But I think it was like that, Hallie, where, you know, the liberals or the liberal media, something had probably hired her and she had been placed inside by Oler and she's getting a master's degree and everything else. Meanwhile, it's a psychological operation where she is just, you know, taking the identity. She's dating lots of different guys in the ministry. And it's a good thing I checked because after Clay checked with the Navy SEAL guys, they said, you got to run, you got to check all your stuff. You got to lock it down. You got a life lock, basically.
Whoa.
And I said, well, believe me, I'm really too busy to date right now, so I'm not dating anyone else. And they said, well, check your accounts. I did. And on one of my debit cards, the one that I never use, somebody had rented a movie on pay-per-view at a hotel in Arizona.
Oh, no.
And that's how we knew she was getting near the border.
Sure. What movie?
What?
What movie?
Well, the movie was called Butts 4.
Butts 4?
Butts 4.
Butts 4?
Butts Part 4.
Butts Part 4?
I have no... I'm not saying like parkour or something, Hallie. I'm saying, but it was the fourth installment of the Butts franchise.
Oh, a movie called Butts.
A movie called Butts 4 that's part, I guess, of some kind of larger Butts universe franchise, you know.
Oh, like Marvel.
Right.
Or
it's
what?
Part of the BU, the Butts universe.
Oh, gotcha. There's DC, there's Marvel, there's Butts.
Right, yeah. I guess.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So that's Hallie Tractor. They know that she crossed the border. Mallory is currently on the run, and we are getting close. So,
and
I've
she's
just
the
been,
type of person who watches dirty movies.
Well, I think this was all just to.
I mean, you've done Bible studies with this person.
Oh, I know, Hallie. That's what I'm saying. She's just trying. She's trying to pull a little dirty tricks and trying even on the run. She's trying to do stuff to me and my reputation. And hey. Tough luck, buckaroo. We've got you on our sights. So, yeah, Clay and I spent most of the weekend just like, you know, just rolling around on the internet trying to figure out what's going on, locking everything down, life locking it up.
It's like you're in a Bourne Identity movie.
Yeah, that's what I said to Clay. And he was like, do you want to watch it? And I mean, it's our favorite movie. So we watch all the
Matt
Bournes.
Damon is so handsome.
He is the best.
And he's a good actor.
He is really amazing.
He does his own stunts. He did all his own stunts. I bet he's a Christian. I bet he goes to church.
Yeah.
He's been married to only one person. He's had kids.
Oh, that's great.
It's very God-honoring life, if you ask me. I'd be surprised to hear he wasn't saved.
Yeah.
He might just not be very vocal about it because it's so unpopular in Hollywood.
I know. And you haven't heard from him in years. He made that Zoo movie and it basically tanked his career.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's almost like I feel when I'm listening to you update me on your life, Gray, I almost feel like watching Die Hard is a Christmas movie because here you've got this action adventure stuff, international mystery and con artistry happening in your life while out the window behind you, there's a gentle snow falling. We have gifts under the tree and we're about to celebrate Jesus'
birthday.
You know,
Hallie, Bourne Identity is a Christmas movie.
Is
that
right?
It's all taking place around Christmas.
Oh, cool.
It's not really, you got to really look for it, but I do consider it a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I do. You know what I consider a Christmas movie?
What's that?
Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, really? I've never seen that.
Yeah, it's so wholesome. It just feels Christmassy. There's a father, there's a family, they're singing. It feels like Christmas.
That is great. Well, speaking of things feeling like Christmas, Hallie, how is Christmas preparation going on around your house?
Well, you know what I'm trying to do this year, Gray?
What's that?
To really bring a more Christ-centered focus to the season and to not be consumed by the commercialization. We always watch Charlie Brown Christmas. And
I get so
inspired by Linus's speech, you know,
yes.
Where he talks about what the real true meaning of Christmas and that it's not about all the commercialization like Snoopy's trying to do on the doghouse.
So disappointing that we've gotten to that point, isn't
it? Yeah, the lights and the mall and everything. It's overwhelming. And so I decided that this year I'm putting a cap on it. Because there's so many needy people in the world and we need to focus on them and we want to be more Christ-like. And so I said, you know what? We're not just going to go crazy and willy-nilly buy all the gifts in the whole wide world and fulfill every dream of all my kids and put all this stuff under the tree and go crazy and make it about spending money. We're going to make it about baby Jesus.
I love that.
And so I put a cap on the spending for each kid. I said 500 on each kid, and Lance talked me into eight because he said we'd budgeted for it and it's fine. And, you know, you only have them so long and under your own roof. And so what I decided to do inside that $800, what would you call it? Parameters. I said, well, I'm not going to go buy a bunch of big things and blow their minds.
We're going to keep with $800.
No, and we're going to keep our eyes focused on Jesus. So I'm just going to buy a bunch of small gifts for the kids so that I can get. And so I just started with my youngest, my daughter.
Oh, which one?
The one that I had most recently. She's the baby of the family. I decided that what I'm going to do is I'm going to only buy $20 gifts for her. So I started with that and I bought them all. So she has 40 gifts
under
the tree. But they're, so it makes the room look great because it kind of looks like Santa's Village at the mall.
You don't want to go in and have nothing under the tree. I mean, that would be so depressing.
Small. You know, which I feel like is kind of keeping it in a Christian container for sure. So that's going to be real fun, I think. And I've been trying to think about, I feel, you know, some years Lance and I don't make a big deal. My husband, Lance Labonte, and I, we don't make a big deal out of gifts for each other. You know, Christmas is more about kids and whatnot. And but this year I'm feeling a little, I don't know what's the word. My heart has grown three sizes this day, like the Grinch. And I want to do something kind of special. So I've been thinking that what I'm going to do for my husband, Lance Labonte, is get him a pig roaster.
A pig roaster?
A pig roaster so that he can, you know, do all the different kinds of meats that he wants to do with his friends on game days and stuff.
Oh,
and
then an oinky bobby.
Yeah.
That's what we call it. Oh, an oinky bobby.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So anyway, I feel like that's going to be very sentimental because he'll really, really like that and he won't be expecting it. And then I kind of took my present out of his hands because he wouldn't know what to do and would probably forget anyway. So I took $800 and I spent it on myself, which was really fun because you know what? Lancome is going out of business and I really like their makeup products. So I went ahead and I made $600 worth of purchases on eBay, just scooping up a bunch of Lancome that'll hopefully last me until the rapture at least. And then I think I might use the last $200 on freezing my fat, which would be real cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you could try some of these bands, Hallie. You just do, get rid of all the fat.
This, like, big, thick, ooh, it's hard. Oh, these are hard.
No, just go back and forth like this.
You just pull it out like this. Like that?
No, not like that.
When you listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast, you get a belly full of laughs and a head full of real information. Our gallimaufry of expert guests answer questions on stuff adults need to know. I have mold in my dwelling. What do? What's gerrymandering? What happens chemically when I fall in love? How do I handle a parent-teacher conference? What are microbes? Listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Solve problems, get laughs.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Town of Broad Ripple, how twin we see these hills.
Isn't it nice, Hallie?
I just improvised that, Gray.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Maybe I should take an impromptu class.
Oh, nah.
Oh, Merry Christmas, my friend. Am I still allowed to say that? Or do I have to say Happy Holidays?
Well, we haven't been able to say it for the past few years,
for
2 years now. And I, you know what, Tally? I say it anyway. I'm just going to not stop saying it.
I know. It's like it's a slur
now. Until they drag me away to prison.
And they will.
And they will try.
They
but they
really,
you know,
will.
I've also got friends on the inside, as I've said before.
If I only get one item with me in jail for being a Christian, it's going to be my Bible.
Oh, isn't that true?
Or you know what? This month I might say my Amy Grant Christmas album.
That's true too. If I had one item in prison, I probably wouldn't say Bible because, you know, I've read it so much. I would probably just go with, could a Bowflex even fit in a prison?
Good question. Well, maybe you should take those rubber bands with you and you can make a Bowflex off of your prison cell bars.
Or maybe a kettlebell, like a 200-pound kettlebell.
Oh, yeah, because you could also use that for defense.
That's
if anybody's
right.
Trying to, you know, make you drop your soap in the shower, so to speak.
Hallie.
Well, we're only a few days away from Christmas, which is so wonderful to say. And I have such an attitude of gratitude this year. Because our Christmas Eve programs are going so well and we have been hosting thousands and thousands of guests and seekers who are being exposed to the beautiful message of the gospel and hearing the lovely Christmas story. And for those of you who are not able to be here on campus or catch our program, our Christmas Eve services streaming online, I'll just give you a quick rundown because it'll bless your socks right off. The theme this year for our Christmas Eve services, a ticketed event that will reach over 800,000 people this year, Gray.
It is amazing. Worldwide, we stream it. You can get the DVD. You can do it in VR this year, which is
so
great.
So powerful. It's just so awesome. I got goosebumps. I got Christmas bumps. And the theme this year is based on the little drummer boy, a very biblical character. And so our services are called Percussmas. And it's all drumming and all percussion for over 110 straight minutes. And it is riveting. You almost go into a trance with this type of constant beating of drums.
I would say that it's basically Stomp for Christians.
Yeah, even better.
And even better. And, you know, Stomp, as everybody knows, is a recent, very popular Broadway show that's been, you know, all the rage, I guess, even better than Hamilton. And so it is, I would say, Hallie, it's Stomp for Christians. If you took Stomp and made it shock and awe, you know, it's like Stomp with a budget.
Yeah.
And one of the coolest things, I mean, it's got all the typical pieces of a great Twin Hills Christmas. It's got a great message from Steve, who comes in as MC Father Christmas. He does a whole, basically wraps the Christmas story.
It's
which
very
is
percussive.
Very percussive.
It's so cool.
And he, you know, Steve is hilarious. And he goes, I can't drum, but I'll make a drum with, you know, but I can make a drum. And he kind of does he name checked Bobby McFerrin, who I've never heard of, but he kind of beats on his chest and he's going, wise man in the wise man, and he's kind of doing all that.
Yeah,
and then he's
yeah.
kind of in camels and stuff and
yeah,
and sing.
So
it's very cool. And
it's a fresh take.
And what is it,
you
know,
story.
And for an older guy, he's got such great style. He's wearing a really cool jumper. What are those called?
Like a onesie?
It's a onesie, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a onesie, and but it's, you know, I think it's Louis Vuitton or something.
Yeah,
it's
it looks really,
really
cool.
Nice. It's gold. So Steve's doing this whole thing in a gold onesie where he, you know, sets up the whole story. And then once he gets to the drummer boy part as MC Father Christmas, then you look up and we have got... What are those called? Zip lines?
Yeah, those are actual zip lines. You can go through the jungle of Venezuela on those things, but we have them in the top of our auditorium up in the cat wings.
These drummers come out, and I was so proud when I saw this in dress rehearsal because three of the drummers are some of my teens from Climax. And, you know, I don't like to name names, but it was Memphis Depay, Daily Blind, and Denzel Dumfries.
Awesome.
Who are all on, you know, the high school drumming, you know, whatever the band thing is. I don't, you know.
Marching
it's
band.
Not cool when, it's not cool when you do it in high school, but it's definitely cool when you do it at Christmas.
Definitely. Yeah,
and
yeah.
They are flying down these wires.
Through the sky. It's so cool.
It really is, Hallie.
And they're wailing on those drums up in the air, and everyone looks up and their mouths are hanging open, and to see, you know, 2,000 people simultaneously gasping in awe just makes you remember how cool God is.
Oh, I know.
How lucky we are to be, you know, his chosen ones and to be his loved ones.
It is true. And then, you know, once we get through all the drumming, then, and this was great because, you know, we talked about it a few weeks ago. We have a presentation of we do a flashback, you mm-hmm, know, mm-hmm, of mm-hmm. Mary getting visited by the angel.
Mm-hmm.
And, getting pregnant with Jesus. And that's cool because
yeah.
I would say that it's a perfect combination of something that is both, highly, highly sensual,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but we're doing it in such a tasteful way.
Classy. Mm.
And I just think that it was so good. We got an intimacy coordinator for that part.
Yes. And he got it put in the playbill that's in everyone's hands when they come into the auditorium. He got a section put in there that said, in the Gabriel and Mary scene, her consent is implied.
Totally.
And I, you know, in case anybody, because we get some seekers in here and some people are going to be the woke police or whatever.
Right.
And so he just nipped that one in the bud and we said, okay, two thumbs up, let's go.
And I love Steve's joke where he was like, you know, after that whole piece of the presentation, he's coming on stage and going, hey, I bet I know some Christian couples, some married couples tonight that are going to bring a bit of that angelic energy into the, you know.
Marital bed.
I know. And it's just, I love it when he makes jokes.
Well,
like
it affirms the married people in the room, you know, to know
really
that he knows that, you know, we're, you know, I guess having good Christian sex in marriage, which is the whole point, huh?
And it's a perfect time. Christmas is a perfect time to remember that, isn't it?
Well, you know, there's a baby and a manger and
all
that
the
gets
pieces
you
are there.
Thinking about, yeah, yeah. So I just, you know, we had people out in the parking lot playing those big plastic buckets with drumsticks or anything they could bang on them with. So the percussion started way out in the parking lot.
It was awesome.
And as you come into the lobby and down in the, you know, the children's ministry area and all over, there's just drums everywhere.
We had guys with brooms that were sweeping the snow and ice off the sidewalk, but it was all in rhythm.
Yeah, we had tap dancers.
And that was one small thing, Hallie. The ice was just treacherous out there. I really wish they would have oversalted it because a few of those tap dancers, I mean, like, I don't want to say I saw compound fracture, but I think I did.
Oh, no.
Oh, I mean, you can't tap shoes. I mean, come on. Hallie, just, you know, tell me when you're going to do that.
I'm so sorry.
What was that?
I'm sorry. My nose is still a little cold from being outside. It's actually only 2 degrees today, but feels like it's negative 10. Oh, I just sneezed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just a
sneeze. God bless you, I guess.
It's just a sniffle. It happens in the wintertime, at least in America. You don't do that in Australia?
Just never heard one like that.
Oh, wow.
Most ladies, I thought, just could, you know, kind of like keep it quiet.
Yeah, we are supposed to treat it the same as menstruation as if it's not happening, but sometimes that one just jumped right out. But I also wanted to, before I don't want to go overboard and I don't want to give too much away in case there
no
are people
spoilers.
Who haven't
no spoilers.
Seen the Christmas Eve service yet, you know, so far no spoilers and we won't give away too much, but there is a section of the program that is Blue Man, but better than Blue Man.
Better than Blue Man.
And because, you know, those guys are percussors or whatever. And but instead of having them be blue, we definitely made them all red or green, you know, because it's Christmas. And we thought if they're blue, someone might think it's Jewish because of Hanukkah or whatnot.
Right.
So, you know, we had the green men and the red men.
Right.
And they were hitting the red and green and gold paint, and it was flying up, and then it made some kind of Jackson polish, sort of big mural
tapestry.
Tapestry that we auctioned off at the end of every service. So far, we've only had 17 services, but we do have 53 more. And we've auctioned off every single one of these Jackson polish inspired canvases, and all the money goes to lead pastor Steve's charity, Yachts for Tots.
Oh, what is
where
that?
A group of Christian men who all have like cabin cruisers and yachts and whatnot, they sometimes when they're near countries where Christians are persecuted, they're pulling out toddlers from those persecuted Christian areas and bringing them safely to the States.
That is awesome.
It's really cool.
Just toddlers.
Yeah. And then, you know, that way they have a better chance of getting adopted. You know, nobody wants adult immigrants.
Oh, so they don't have parents.
Right. Well, some of them do, but it's probably better for them to be in Christian homes here anyway.
Oh, I see. Yeah, the parents aren't Christian, so who cares?
We got to get them out of there and, you know, give them a better life.
I mean, and if there's one baby that we've got all the focus on, it is Jesus around here, because that is the baby who's really saving those toddlers in the end, isn't it?
Isn't that right?
That is right. And again, you know, no spoilers, but the best part of the whole thing is the ending, isn't it, Hallie?
Of the reveal of the tree, that the whole huge Christmas tree is all made out of drumsticks?
Yes. Well, that I like, but I like the part where the drummer boy comes back rips off his mask.
Yeah.
It's so great. So the drummer boy comes back down the wire. And, you know, he's gone up into heaven. You know, I guess it does kind of imply that the drummer boy, after he drums for Jesus, kind of died. But which I think a lot of people don't take from the text.
Like that,
But he's probably dying from happiness. But I think so after he ascends into heaven, which is awesome, then he comes back down the wire and the whole thing's kind of like closing, you know, the spotlight's closing in on the little drummer boy, and he's coming back down toward the Christmas tree made of drumsticks. And he turns around and you're going, wait a minute, this drummer boy looks a bit different, doesn't he? And he rips off his mask and it's Steve. And it is so, I mean, it was like being, at that point I was like, am I a Chris Angel?
I know.
I mean, it was like Chris Angel.
I'm like, this is better than the Harry Potter play on Broadway, because this is
like
actual illusion.
An angel,
yeah,
you know?
And because the perspective, or what's it called, when he's coming out of the flies, and this is better than any Cirque du Soleil stunt that's ever happened. When you see him up so high, he really looks small. So you do think it's
really
a little
does.
Kid. And then when it comes down, it is a grown man, but you wouldn't know.
And he's on his knees. So then when he stands up, you're going, okay, he's taller. Okay, then he rips off the kind of kid mask. And I mean, I had some friends come, and honestly, that night at dinner, they were after we went to Chi Chi's, and they were losing their minds.
Oh, yeah.
They never saw it coming.
Sure.
They never saw it coming, especially since, you know, kind of set up like, well, he's dead now and then he's back.
Yeah.
Which is great. And also a great thematic thing for Jesus, you know?
Yeah. So be like Gray. Bring some friends.
Oh, bring friends.
We have 53 services left, 53 more productions, really. And again, it's a ticketed event, but we got room for you in the inn. Isn't that right,
That's
Gray?
That's right. I mean, we probably do. I don't think there's many tickets left.
Probably not.
And
but
so,
but bring some friends. And you know what? Bring some tissues, too, because
oh,
you're going to laugh, you're going to cry. We're going to percuss you into the new year. I'll tell you that. And you are going to thank me later for directing you to one of the most Christ-centered pieces of percussive production that I think has ever existed and for all mankind.
And just the only thing, you know, be careful of the black ice at the door.
Black guys?
No, black ice, Hallie.
Oh, oopsie. I'm Holly Laurent, playing Hallie Labonte, and Gray Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.